Yes, you! You're looking sexy! Oh, and you're listening to the Kid Craddock Podcast. Kid Craddock in the morning.
Big Al Mac.
Yo.
If I wanted to have my bills paid here on the show, what would I have to do?
Well, basically, you just go to kidnation.com and sign up, man. That's all you got to do. It's pretty simple. Put your bills in there, put your name and your contact info. That's all you got
to
do.
You get to pick up to four.
Up to four.
And we just started this week. We've had a good run. We're doing it twice a day. And we've actually managed to pay two people's mortgage rent payments.
Yeah, we are doing it twice a day, so you have to be listening to hear your name.
That's part two of it. You have to be listening.
6:50 Central and 7:50 Central every day.
Oh, look what time it is.
Oh, well, who would have thunk it? It's time to read the first three names of the day.
All right.
If I read your names,
you just call back right now. Be the first one to call back.
Okay. 10 minutes to call us back. You got to be first one in, and you can play our Pay Your Bills game.
Good luck with this first name, JC.
Here we go. Cianya Gabby Castro, Kim Fletcher, Laura Hart. Laura Hart, Kim Fletcher, Cianya Gabby Castro. You have 10 minutes to call us back at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Now, if you know one of those three people, give them like a minute and a half before you call them to let them know.
Why? Because they're
probably trying to call us. But you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So give them a little bit of time.
A little buffer.
They think they'll call waiting. Yeah.
I can't make a phone call because people keep calling me.
And that works. If your friend's listening, then you have some good friends.
So the 10 minutes has officially started, and I bring Psycho Shannon into the show.
Oh, hi.
Hey, Shannon.
Hey.
We just have a note that says you have a conspiracy theory.
Yeah, and I have a lot of production and stuff that goes with it.
Okay.
Okay.
I have to hit it myself, though.
Oh, you can definitely hit it yourself, Shannon.
Okay, so.
I just want people to know how you laugh.
Yeah, I do. I hit my own buttons.
Okay, now the board is yours.
Right. Okay, I'll back off that.
Take the floor.
All right. Here's the intro.
And now I interrupt the show to bring you the bit Psycho Shannon's Conspiracy Theory.
Now, I did ask for the voice guy to do that for me, but he found other things to do, so.
He said no to you, Shannon.
He said, who is this?
I just went ahead and I did it myself.
Uh-huh.
But you might have noticed that recently it has been in the news that Rihanna is allegedly pregnant.
Mm-hmm. Allegedly, yes.
Mm-hmm. Whatever. I think allegedly is such a cop-out. Oh, Rihanna's pregnant. Let's just say it.
It covers
pregnant.
Us legally.
I don't care. Legal schmeagle.
Were you there for the test?
Yes.
Do you know for a fact?
I already said allegedly, so it doesn't matter. I don't say it again.
All right.
So anyway.
Yeah.
Allegedly, Drake is the baby daddy or Chris Brown's the baby daddy, right?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Ooh, no. Y'all
it has to be
wrong.
That's the two dudes she's been spotted with the last year.
Last week, they announced that she's going on tour with who?
Eminem.
My dude.
Eminem.
Yeah.
And who is requiring that she quit her partying ways while they're on tour together?
Mm-hmm.
Eminem.
That'd be Eminem.
Why would he care? Why would he care? She's got her own tour bus. She's got her own private jet. She's not going to be around him.
Because she bailed she's on a not, bunch of shows when she was hungover.
Let her do her thing.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead, Shannon. You want to start over?
She's not going to be around him. So, I propose to you.
Mm-hmm. Come on, you can do it.
That the actual baby daddy.
Mm-hmm. Shut up.
Of Rihanna's baby bump.
Uh huh. Uh huh.
Is actually.
Mm-hmm.
Eminem.
Wow, that's Eminem right there.
And that was Psycho Shannon's Conspiracy Theory. Produced by Shannon. Directed by Shannon. Created by Shannon. And performed by Shannon. And now back to regular programming.
To do that, did you just turn the microphone all the way up, Shannon?
Yeah, you might want to give it up.
We have effects and stuff.
Well, I mean, I asked the voice guy to do it, but he was busy yesterday.
Send him an email.
I just have a question. Who exactly is conspiring?
Shannon.
Where's the conspiracy?
That it's a cover-up. Nobody else is saying that Eminem is the baby daddy.
Shannon wants
to
be booked on.
So it's all a cover-up. And so if you would like to comment, you can do so by using the hashtag, which is the number sign, I'm told.
That is.
Riri baby daddy.
Okay. I like that.
R-I-R-I baby daddy. Number sign in front of that.
No joke. Shannon is trying to get booked on CNN and MSNBC to talk about this.
I'll tell you what's interesting.
She might get
she
booked.
Might.
You know what would be even more intriguing?
Mm-hmm.
What?
Because I Googled this the other day. Can a woman get pregnant by two men? Like if you have twins?
If it's between 5 hour period, yes.
Yes, no, it was within a couple of days. You know, women are fertile, especially for a few days of every month.
It's five something.
It's 5 days. And so if you, a woman, yes, I mean, there is science here. Yes, if a woman is sleeping with two men within a 5 day period of time and she's fertile, she can have twins.
By two different,
by two different men,
which means I didn't think that was possible.
I read a story. I read a story
women
on that.
Really dumb.
Well, men are dogs.
But think about it. Chris Brown and Drake.
She was going back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
There is that.
It doesn't matter. Eminem is the baby daddy.
Oh, that's
hashtag
right. That's right.
Riri baby daddy.
All right, Shannon.
But it would be so much more fun to be like, yeah, it's going to be breezy with a chance of drizzle.
Or maybe some light snow.
Yeah,
light snow because of Eminem.
Thank you, Big Al.
Eminem,
he's
got your back, Shannon.
But
somebody does.
I do like that. No, I like the theory. I like all the theories. It'd be interesting.
I just don't want Eminem to get mad at me because I'm so close to me.
Yeah, that's it.
I'm so close.
You're so close.
You just distance yourself from that.
So close.
Either way, it'd be a talented, good looking baby.
Yep.
Yeah. Everybody, welcome Siania Gabby Castro to the show.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
the
my
hard
name. God.
Did I say your name right?
It's Siania.
Oh, Siania.
You said it close enough that
Shout
she
out.
Recognized
That's
it
awesome.
And called back.
Yes.
That's all that matters, right?
Well, Siania,
tell
us about yourself, please.
Oh, my God. I am, I'm 28 years old. I've been married for 10 years, April 26th.
God, you got married at 18, huh?
Nice.
I did the math right there.
Your kid?
Thank
yeah,
you.
I was actually 17. Mm. I'll turn 28 October. I'm so nervous.
You have kids?
I have two kids. I have an 8-year-old and I have a 5-year-old, a boy and a girl. And I moved here from California 3 years ago.
Shout out.
What part of California?
Los Angeles.
Oh, really?
What street?
Do you know John?
So I'm just imagining, in addition to, you know, having the kids and the husband and the beautiful marriage for 10 years, you've got some bills.
Yeah. And you're young.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
Is this going to help you out a lot?
It is. It is a lot, actually. My husband is, he's planning some sort of anniversary party. He won't give me any details.
Nice.
Sweet.
He won't let me spend anything. He's like, nope, you need to save it when you save it.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, what a nice guy.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully
awesome.
We can give you some money to pay a bill, or maybe you could use it and give him something.
Nick's going
to
read off the bills you submitted online at kidnation.com one by one and drop them in the bucket, and then I'll pull one.
Oh, my God, okay.
All right,
hold on just a second.
We have a phone bill for $275.
Hey,
wow.
That's a big family.
An electric bill for $350.
Right. Yeah.
We have a car payment for $496.
Mm. All right.
And we have a rent payment for $950.
Wow. Nice. Okay.
Nice. Come on, Kelly. You've been lucky.
I've had pretty good luck. I mean,
we're mixing them up.
Kelly's pulled two rent tickets.
Yeah, and I'm completely I can't even find the hole to put my hand. Oh, here we go.
That's what
she said. Take that.
I'm not looking. I'm mixing.
All right.
All right.
Oh, please be her mortgage payment.
Come
please.
On, Kelly.
I'm hopeful.
Please.
Yes.
You are not going to believe my luck.
Siania!
Wow. What?
We
Tell
are
us.
Paying your mortgage payment for $950.
Wow. Awesome.
Y'all watch me on Kid TV. I am not faking this. I should be going to Vegas shooting crack.
You should.
I'll pay your rent.
Kelly, go buy some lottery tickets today for all of us. Come on.
Siania, are you okay?
Oh my goodness.
Are you crying?
Wow. No. I'm
holding it together.
Holding it together. All right.
That's an extra $950 in your bank account that you could use towards your party.
See, and now we don't even get to play the rest of our game, you know, because if you do play and we didn't choose it, we could go for another bill, win a dummy prize, but I'm assuming you don't want
to
do that.
Would you like to risk it and get that telephone bill paid?
No, I'm good with the $950.
Oh, my gosh. So now you have $950 extra dollars. You know, what are you going to do with that money? I mean, your husband's planning on throwing you something really special for the anniversary.
Yeah,
what do you think?
Gonna do?
Well, I mean, You still got to pay
some bills. I get it.
All right. See, what you could do, you could pay the electric bill because that wasn't cheap.
Right.
Or the car payment.
Oh, I know.
And then you could use the extra.
We have 10 people living in my house right now. We have people from California that moved over here, and we're trying to help them to, you know, get their feet started here. So this would be really, really helpful.
Did you say those were relatives or just friends?
It's my husband's cousin and his wife and his two kids.
Well, look at nice how generous you all are.
That's nice of you.
You deserve this, Sianya.
I'm so glad your name was called. I'm glad you played. I'm glad I pulled your mortgage payment.
Yeah. And we are glad you were listening.
Oh, my God. We listen every morning. Every single morning we get up and we listen. My husband, we're big fans.
Thank you very much, baby.
Well, congratulations.
And happy anniversary.
Thank you very much.
Hold on for us.
The Kid Nation app. Hear the show and watch it 24/7 on your iPhone or Android. Get it in the App Store right now. Kid Craddock in the morning.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I know you talked a while back about picking up the single dad in the grocery store.
Oh, yes.
This is a good one.
Mm.
I've got a similar issue I need your advice on. Every day on my way to work, I drive the same way. I hit the same lights, see the same people in the same cars, and there's this one guy that is so insanely, unbelievably good-looking, I can't help but stare at him every day.
Yeah.
I'm like the creepy woman you catch staring at you in a rear-view mirror, and then when your eyes meet, she looks away. That's me almost every day. I feel like God wants me to find some way to get to know this hottie, otherwise our paths wouldn't cross, and I wouldn't be able to forget about him, because I can't. The only time I see him is when we're in traffic in morning rush hour. I don't know how to go about meeting the guy, but it must happen. Kelly, you're a way smarter woman than me. Please help, Krista.
Well, it would help if you can kind of, if there's a point where he like kind of acknowledges like, oh, hey, you know, like you see each other every day and then maybe one day roll down the window.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like if you're both kind of like, hey, 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 it gets to be like this kind of silly thing. And then you roll down the window and say, you know, we always meet each other every day like this. We should at least introduce ourselves, you know? Maybe something like that, as innocent as that. Have you been watching that show, Mixology?
Yeah, I love that show. Love it.
I like it, too. And last week, the episode was, you know, this girl's like, I'm so nice, but no guy's ever hit on me in the bars. And, of course, these are script writers.
The hair flip and all that.
And they have all these tips. But the thing she said that really struck with me is if you can maintain eye contact with a man for 4 seconds, I can never do that. If a guy catches me looking, like she said, the automatic reaction is to look away because he's caught me staring. They said, if you can maintain eye contact, that's what'll give the man the permission to come over or whatever.
That's how we sniff your butt. That's how we sniff your butt.
Oh, my gosh. But that takes so much nerve that I don't have either.
It's got to be the 4 second look into each other's eyes, and then you do a quick little smile and you look away.
And but see, you have to hold it.
Yeah, you got to hold it.
I don't even smile, and I'll do this, but you do it, and it is hard, but you don't want to dart away.
How about
because that means you're unsure. You stare into the point that it's almost like uncomfortable, or he thinks like, wow, she can tell, but like she's staring at me with her eyes.
She just undressed me with her eyes.
Yeah, so how about if you hold up the fingers like you're counting? 1,000,
no.
2,000.
No,
because then you think you might be about to shoot or something. But you know, if you can maintain that stare, it might intrigue him enough to run on the window and say, ha-ha, you know, we see each other at the same stoplight every day. We ought to introduce ourselves. That might be your in.
Wait a minute. I got a
suggestion.
I'm a
proponent of being forward, too.
I got a suggestion.
That's what she's going to have to do. She's going to have to be proactive.
If you're driving, don't stare at somebody out the window for 4 seconds. Okay?
She's saying they're at a stoplight. Traffic. They're stuck in traffic.
I think
every
she should have him to roll the window down, and she should have her phone number or a little note written on a paper
suggestion.
Airplane
just
and throw it, throw it into the window.
I know what you could do.
What?
Fender bender.
Yeah, run into him.
Run into him. Use you're paying all this money for car insurance. Might as well use it.
Yeah.
Fender bender.
Yeah, but what if bad driving's like his deal breaker?
So, Kelly, you said you have a problem being able to maintain eye contact.
Oh, Lord, is that why Trey's staring at me?
That's exactly
why. Producer
Mike.
Mike.
He's looking at me.
I know.
Stared at her for like 30 seconds.
Here, stare at her.
Do you notice I kept looking at you like, what?
Right,
Let's see how long she can last.
But I know Trey.
Trey,
like
smiling or?
See, I can look at Trey longer than he can look at me at this point.
1,001, 1,002,
it's just awkward.
It's awkward.
It's awkward. Now what do we do?
It's radio. All right, cool. Let's do it.
You. Now you got to kiss her.
No.
By the way, there's a backstory to this because we had a bounty for Trey on the Kids trip 1 year.
On Kelly.
You're telling that story.
It's funny.
How much was it? Was up to like $300 bucks, right?
Yeah, no, it was up to like $1,000.
No, it was more than that.
Three grand.
It was $3,000.
Trey's a production guy from the man room who has a crush on Kelly.
Or something. Or he's terrified by me. There's one or the other.
Both. He's intrigued by you.
So too much respect.
Yes.
I think it's kind of like he's intimidated and scared, which is kind of a turn on.
Maybe. Yeah. Does he turn you on?
Is he into that?
That's the end of that. All right.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
Uh-huh.
I think that my husband has pretty much given up on life.
Uh-huh.
He just sits in the dumps and he never wants to do anything social. He would prefer to fall asleep on the couch at night instead of go to bed with me. It hurts my feelings.
Ouch.
But I know that he's got stuff going on at work and with his ex-wife and all kinds of other issues that are beyond me. So I try to give him some space, but it's gotten to the point of seeming like I barely know the man. I'm scared that if I push too hard and I try to figure him out, he's just going to push back and run away. So how do I handle this? We've been married for a year and a half, together for 5 years, and I've never seen him like this before. Please help.
Oh, man.
He's depressed, obviously. He's going through a bit of a depression.
Donald Downer over there.
Well, he's depressed.
He's depressed. You love somebody through it. You say, come on, honey, let's get up. I mean, this is so ridiculously ridiculous and practical, but honey, come on, let's get up and go for a walk. Come on, honey. You just have to engage him. Get him to engage with you.
Telling him.
You don't have to keep the thing. Don't nag him. Why are you so down?
What's wrong?
Why are you so depressed? What's wrong? Just say, honey, come on, let's go do this. Let's just start finding things to get him active and engaged with you again. That's the best practical advice. He's obviously depressed. I can't tell you what it's about. Maybe he's still in love with his ex-wife.
Don't throw that out there.
But that's what she's thinking. She's wanting me to go there because you know how women like to create problems where there are none, but it sounds like he is depressed over something. So just don't. You know how it is when something's wrong with you and you get so tired. Everybody's like, "What's wrong with you? Nothing. Just leave me." It's a nag.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired.
It'll go away.
So just love him through it. Engage him in some lighthearted things. Maybe say, "Let's just do something different. Let's go to a matinee today. Just anything different to shake up his routine."
Yep.
And engage him.
Tell him he's
you.
Looking sexy.
Or maybe
and stuff
something
too.
You used to do, you know, in the beginning when you first started dating that he really liked, and you
if
just don't do it anymore.
He won't go to bed with you. You know. Give him a reason to want to go to bed with you at
there
night.
There you go.
You know
put
what
on something
saying?
Sexy. Yeah.
Got to put forth a little bit of effort there.
Drop some candy on the way to the bedroom, you know, so he picks it up.
Yeah, not just accept that he's lying there like a lump.
Yeah.
You know, you be proactive.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Along those same lines, Kelly, you are the love expert. I'm a single mom of two little boys, and I find myself saying the words, why bother? More than I tell them no every day. Why bother cleaning? They're just going to make a mess. Why bother being on time to work? They're just going to walk all over me and not pay me what I'm worth. Is this normal? I told you, this is kind of depressing.
Wow.
Their dad left me for a newer model with no kids, and apparently a kid-free lifestyle is what works best for them. I'm all they have, but what about me? Is this a normal thing for a mom to feel? Or should I just duct tape them to the couch of a counselor's office while I vent and cry for an hour?
Yeah, you might need somebody to dump on. And a lot of times your girlfriends who are in happy little loving relationships and everything, you know, just lost 10 pounds and they're taking kickboxing classes, they don't want to hear about it.
No.
You know? They're like, what, you know, life's great. What are you talking about? And they'll be sympathetic for a minute. So maybe you need to dump on somebody. I'll tell you, everything's going to change the minute you get yourself a boyfriend. I mean, that's it. Everything's for some reason,
life is just
women
better.
Need, and I'm guilty too. Everything can be crappy. Everything can be dumpy. And then somebody asks you out for a date and suddenly, wow, everything's so great. It's sunshiny. And why am I bouncing around the house all of a sudden?
But we can
it's
see.
It's all about, you're looking at your husband moving on and you don't have anybody. And, you know, it's just about, but what do you do in the meantime?
And change the aura too, because guys can sense.
Yeah.
If there's like depression, if you're like really depressed or if you're down,
and we don't want to be around that.
We don't want to be around that.
So start being proactive.
Yep. Start being smiley.
You know,
make yourself happy.
Fake it till you feel it.
Yeah,
start taking the kids for a walk. Start being energy. I don't know what to tell you, honestly, because I've been in those funks too. When you go, nobody's ever
going to
date me again. Why bother putting on lipstick when I'm just going to the grocery store and that kind of thing?
Yeah.
Just fake the confidence, fake the happiness until maybe it actually will present itself to
you. Fake it till you make it.
That's all I can offer.
Love letters to Kelly.
Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I've been best friends with my, best friend for about 17 years. I found the love of my life 2 years ago. When we first started dating, everything was glorious. We all hung out a lot. There were no issues between any of us. But all of a sudden, my newlywed husband says he doesn't like the way I act when I'm around my best friend. So now he won't go out with us. But if I go out with her alone, I get treated like dirt for a couple of days afterward. He never told me specifically what his issue is, so I'm not sure what to do to change it. He just says, you're different when she's around. The only way I can think of me being different is the fact that he's not the only one getting my attention. Otherwise, I know I'm the same beer-drinking, football-watching, hair-in-a-baseball-cap girl I've always been. I vowed for forever with my husband, but is this worth giving up my best friend over? Chelsea.
Wow. Whoa. People got problems today. Whoa. Heavy today. Love letter.
Well, I mean, I do think, you know, there are people that bring out a different side of you. And he doesn't like that side with you're with her. I don't know, dumping your best friend, but, you know, you choose him above all others. But is that,
you can't dump your friend for 17 years.
You can't dump your friend for 17 years, but maybe you need to scale back a little bit.
And it's not fair.
It depends on
what, you know.
He
doesn't have to hang out if he didn't like her, but that's not fair for him if you do it on your alone time.
But maybe he's
mad.
Maybe she really is kind of, and needs to really recognize, I really am obnoxious around my friend. You know, like sometimes, mm-hmm. like I know my girlfriend was married, they're divorced now, but she was, it made me laugh until I cry. I mean, doubled over, but it embarrassed her husband mm-hmm. in
really?
Public. And around me, she'd put on because I was such a great audience, and he just couldn't stand that. So he would... He liked me, and we all had a good time, but when his wife got with me, he didn't like that over-the-top person
like
she became. It was too much.
Okay.
And so maybe you do need to recognize, well, maybe I just do need to scale it back. You know, you might think, what's wrong? Everybody's laughing and have a good time. I don't know. Maybe you shine a little bit too bright when you're around your friend, and maybe that makes your husband feel insecure. Maybe you got to cater to that insecure side of your man a little bit.
Maybe the husband.
You
got to really
decide what's more important. I mean, you know, temper back on their friendship for a little bit with your girlfriend. Don't cut her off completely. See if that makes your man happy.
Maybe the husband likes
do?
The best friend.
Maybe
no, oh, yeah.
That's it. I don't think he likes the best
I just bring
friend.
Her around, maybe.
I don't think he likes the best friend. You have friends Kenzie doesn't like. What do you do, JC?
You just don't hang out with them at the same time. You know, you just. You go out, you have
so
your time
you
once
but
a month.
When Kenzie goes out with a certain girlfriend for Girls' Night Out, you probably think, oh, this isn't, you know, because some friends aren't as trustworthy.
Just don't let those thoughts get to you. You know, if you really don't trust these friends, if you sit there at home the whole time thinking, I just don't even want to know what they're doing, then you're going to drive yourself crazy. I'd rather just, you know, have my night. I know she's going to come home later.
You get her like 300 and something other days of the year.
Yeah, exactly.
You
know?
Right.
Yeah,
she's
but if you marry a man that's a bit insecure, you signed up to marry an insecure guy, so you got to kind of cater to that a little bit.
Exactly.
If you want to keep a happy marriage.
Yeah.
If you want to stand your ground and say, you know, hoes before bros or whatever girls say, I don't even know. You stand on that mountain if that's what you want.
Yeah.
But I'm just telling you, you might need to cater to your man a little bit on that.
Home help.
Well done, Kelly Raspberry. A-plus advice. If you want to write a love letter to Kelly, go to KidNation.com, click on the Love Letters tab, and we might be reading it on the show next week.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
I'm Agent Bellamy. Did your son go missing, sir?
I haven't. My son died 32 years ago.
It's red and green and goes a million miles per hour.
Frog in a blender.
Daddy! Honey, who is it? Jacob.
Everybody, say hello to the handsome star of the new hit show on ABC, Resurrection, Omar Epps. Hello.
Hello. How you doing?
I called you handsome.
Yeah, that was
did.
A little weird.
I'm secure with myself.
A little weird.
You're married, right?
Yeah.
You've been married for a while?
8 years.
8 years. And your girl was in a singing group?
She was in Total.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, solid. That's a solid Hollywood marriage.
8 years.
Yeah, that is far.
Yeah, 8 years. It's an eternity.
What is the secret, though, in Hollywood when you hear people getting married and divorced in 72, 73 days? How do you credit such a long marriage?
Friendship.
So friends first, and then came the romance. I think it'd be so hard to make that shift from we're such good friends, let's try dating, but if it doesn't work out, you've lost a friend.
But when you're in a relationship, when all the hats aren't working, the friendship is what keeps it up.
Yeah.
You know, that's where it's like, you know, that's my people, so.
Yeah, and then you played a doctor for like a really long period of time, and that's pretty hot.
Right.
I would love that, you know. I was such a big house fan.
Yeah.
That's what I'm referring to. Yeah, I mean, I loved Hugh Laurie. I loved your character on the show. I just, so sad to see it over. But yeah, if you were my husband and you were a doctor, I mean, did she want you to like come home and just like talk doctor talk to her?
doctor talk?
Hey, you want to play doctor?
You just reveal some things about you.
Well, I'm just saying, I think that
that's
would
be, interesting.
That would be the
she's free.
Fun
Doctor
part
talk.
About dating, you know, dating an actor that gets to play different roles, I think. Is that,
come home in the costume?
Yeah, in the costume.
Right.
Especially, you know, when you're
I see
playing,
where you're going with this.
I mean, I don't know. You might want to stay farther away from JC right now because I know you play an immigration official.
Yeah, like, man, that's scary.
And I'm not sure.
Man, I heard you were coming in here. I was like, la migra's coming in here. Oh, man. I dyed my hair like this.
That's funny.
I shaved my mustache. I was just trying to fit in.
Well,
man.
Speaking of Resurrection, that show is freaking me out.
I know.
When I saw the previews, you know, the big hype, it's coming, and at first I was like, I don't know if I would be emotionally able to handle this. You know, the idea of people that died years ago coming back from the dead, and I thought it was going to be so beautiful and sentimental. This stuff is scary. What is going on?
Yeah. I mean, it's that's what's going on. I mean, you have people returning and but people having to deal with that.
And they're the same age.
Yeah. They're the same age, but life has moved on.
Everybody else is older, but they're the same age.
The little 8-year-old boy died in the 70s, right?
Yeah.
And then he comes back as an 8-year-old boy and his parents are old now.
But what's cool about it is, like, it's really about, like, what do ordinary people do when faced with extraordinary circumstances? So it's a phenomenon like, oh, people are returning, but that is such a, it's unfathomable.
Yeah.
So you would just have to deal with it. It's not, you know, about the how and why.
Yeah.
It's like, what is happening?
But it's super creepy at the same time.
Yeah, because you've moved on.
Well, it's not really so much creepy. It's, well, you know, it's all these reactions, but people are tuning in, which is cool because they're getting to live, I think, like vicariously through the characters. You know?
We're talking to Omar Epps, the star of the new TV show Resurrection. Please tell everyone when they can catch the show, Omar.
Sunday nights at 8 Central.
There you go.
On ABC.
And it's great. Really enjoying it.
If you were dating a girl and you brought her home to your crib, and you say, hey, baby, you want to watch a movie? Would you just have a big stack of your movies there and say, hey, what do you want to watch? Love and Basketball? You want to watch a little Juice? Or a show, you know?
Or would that weird me out.
I know.
It seems kind of strange.
Do you do that with your own movies? Like if you're just sitting there alone and you're like, man, well, I haven't seen Juice in a while. It's on. You just watch it?
Nah, well, if I'm flipping through the channels,
maybe.
If I'm flipping through the channels, sometimes it depends on, like, you know, what scene it is. Like, you know what I mean? Which is kind of, I'm just thinking about it. Like, I might see something.
Yeah.
It's like the DJ scene from Juice, and I'll be like, oh. And I'll be thinking, man, I remember, you know, having to practice, and I couldn't get this right, and I'll just get stuck in that thought. And
right.
I'm watching it.
Because, you know, the backstory, it's like a good trip down memory lane, I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
Based on your show Resurrection, we thought it'd be kind of fun to play Resurrect them or keep them dead.
Okay.
I love this.
So okay. I'm gonna give you two dead celebrities or two dead famous people. Oh. You can resurrect one, the other has to stay dead.
Okay.
Elizabeth Taylor, Marilyn Monroe. Resurrect one, the other stays dead.
Man, that's pretty hard.
Right?
I would say resurrect Marilyn Monroe only because, like, Liz Taylor she did it. She lived a long
life. There you go.
She lived a long life.
There you go. There you go.
Like, we never got to see what would have become of Marilyn.
See, so. Easy enough. How about
we
Elvis?
Don't need you to justify it with nice explanations. Just say alive, dead.
That's fine. How about Elvis Presley, the king, or Michael Jackson?
The king.
Well, apparently Elvis is still alive.
So somewhere.
Somewhere. You know, the people are still. For me, I'm going to take Mike.
There you go. Right. Michael Jackson.
Right.
I want some more music, man.
Mm-hmm. All right. Resurrect him or keep him dead. Abraham Lincoln or JFK?
Ooh.
Oh, wow. That's
boy, nice. Both friends of the black folk.
One wore an awesome hat, by the way.
What did you just say?
Both friends of the black folk.
Oh.
You going to take a pass?
No, I'm going to take JFK because actually Lincoln did his thing.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's true.
That's why he got popped.
Yeah, there
you
go. He was just watching a movie.
Might be going a little deep here.
Okay.
Tupac or Biggie?
Yeah, that's a little tough there.
That's deep.
I guess because Tupac had like 1,000 albums already recorded, I go with Biggie because we really only got 2 albums.
Yeah, we need more music from Biggie.
See, you have very well thought out on the spot choices here.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, House or ER?
Which
bring
one
back.
Yeah.
ER kind of was ready to go, wasn't it?
I'll tell you. I kind of agree. I think ER was ready to go, but I was not ready for House. I was not ready for House to go. I mean, I know a show's been on for a long time, but I wasn't.
I would say keep them both.
Dead?
Yeah. Because House.
They ran their course.
It went at the right time.
Yeah.
You know, where people still wanted more.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we had a great time, and I think it ran its course. And
I think that's a testament of a good show, though. You know, it's like, you know that it needs to end, and you don't ever want to get to the point that it's like, man, that should have ended years ago.
Right.
You know, it's a great thing bad. I mean, they did it right. It's
right
like,
now,
it
my accountant's
it.
Like, House, resurrect House.
I need money. Give it up for Omar Epps, everybody.
Yeah. Thank y'all.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Oh, yes, it's time to pay another set of bills.
Really?
I'm going to call out three names. Now, how are we calling these names out? Well, these people signed up at KidNation.com.
Yes, they did, because they want to get their bills paid.
Give us up to four of your bills. We might be calling your name at 650 or 750 Central every single day. We're doing it again.
Kelly's got that touch. She's been pulling those Williams out
and
of
and Kelly's on fuego.
Yeah.
Oh, now see, y'all jinx me now.
You're on fire, Kelly. Here's your three names for this hour.
Okay.
Steven Cervantes, Sybil Harris DeRoach, Amber Hollett. Amber Hollett, Sybil Harris DeRoach, Steven Cervantes. You have 10 minutes to call us back at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
And get it in fast because we want to pay them bills.
Last one's a rotten egg.
And if you haven't signed up, do it at KidNation.com. Be a part of this, please. And you guys, yep. we have a special someone on hold right now.
Who?
Who?
Good old Rhonda from Potluck, Texas, y'all.
Rhonda! All right, hadn't talked to her in a while.
I know. I guess she wanted to call the show and say hello.
Hey, Rhonda.
Hello there, the Kid Craddock Morning Show. This here's Rhonda, mm-hmm. Potluck, Texas.
Yep.
Now, I've been listening to your show every day, and I can't help but notice you have failed to find a more fascinating listener than me.
Well, we've got really? A couple that are pretty
fascinating. How fascinating might I be, you ask?
No, we hadn't.
Let me give you just one example.
We didn't ask.
Please do.
For instance, me and my common-law husband, Earl, both agree I got the looks and the personality to rival any of them plus-size supermodels.
Mm-hmm.
I even let Earl take some pictures of me in my underwear and some without, but we immediately tore up them Polaroids.
Whoa.
We mailed the ones of me wearing underwear off to Victoria's Secret. You know, that catalog's missing a huge opportunity to sell panties to the plus-size girls like me.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And old Rhonda can sell the heck out of some sexy lingerie, let me tell you.
Oh, really?
How do you think I got so many youngins running around the house?
Yeah, I feel you.
Earl can't resist me and my sexy under things, you know what I'm saying?
Under things?
Don't you know what I'm saying there, the Kid Craddock Morning Show?
Yeah, hang
on a minute.
Okay.
Jonathan Taylor Thomas, what did you just put in your mouth? Spit it out this instant.
Oh.
You don't eat the runt of the litter. That is up to the mama gerbil to decide if it lives or dies.
Oh, my God.
I swear, if another gerbil runt gets stuck in your throat, you're on your own this time, mister. I'm sorry about that, the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
I'm sorry for the gerbil.
His kid's a minor. Nuttier than squirrel poo. Get it, JC?
I like that.
That's a joke I stole from you.
Yeah.
And we laughed. I did that on purpose, so you know I've been listening.
I know. Thanks,
anyways,
Rhonda.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Yes.
I'll let you know what I hear back from them Victoria's Secret plus-size model pickers.
Mm-hmm.
Meantime, I don't know if you know this about me, but old Rhonda knows how to cook.
Oh, really?
Whoa.
And I have whipped up a little something in the kitchen.
What?
That is so delicious.
How delicious is it?
I bet I could be the next Paula Deen.
Really? What
minus is all that racist crap.
Yeah.
You know, some of my best friends are black people.
That's
just
what
she don't
said.
Tell Earl. He ain't as open-minded as me. Hang on a minute, Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Okay.
Ray Dong Chong, what is up with you kids sticking stuff in your mouths this morning? That's my all-in-one remote. Oh, now it's got your spit and God knows what all over it. Now clean that off with some rubbing alcohol.
Stay
away from them baby gerbils.
On both of them.
Right?
Ray
I'm
Chong.
Sorry about that, the Kid Craddock Morning Show. Yeah, anyway, back
no
to me.
Yeah.
Next Paula Deen.
Uh-huh.
Well, you know how passionate I am about my turkey pot pie.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard about it.
Well, Rhonda's taking that turkey pot pie to the next level.
Oh, really?
Don't say gerbils.
How?
Listen to this.
Oh, yeah.
You've heard of the turkey pot pie.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You've heard of the chicken pot pie.
Uh-huh. Oh, no.
I have created Rhonda's combo pot pie. What's a combo pot pie, you might ask?
Yeah, we were wondering about that.
Let me tell you.
No, go ahead.
Tell me.
Rhonda's combo pot pie has hot heaping helpings of your favorite meats.
Meats.
I'm talking
combos.
Your dark meat, your white meat, your liver, and your gizzards. That's the best part of being an animal, really.
No.
I throwed in some hamburger. I throwed in some pork. I even throwed in a little tofurkey for them crunchy granola vegetarian types. Then I added my secret ingredient.
Well, I don't want to know.
I'm going to share it with you, the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
I don't know if I want to know.
It's whatever Earl hits and picks up off the road on his way home that night.
You never know
what he's going to hit, so it's always a surprise.
Road
and it's always delicious.
Yeah. Plus, all of Rhonda's combo pot pies are gluten free.
No.
I don't know what gluten is, but I don't throw none of it in there, so that's what I'm going to go with.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to tell you what.
What, Rhonda?
This is a pot pie lover's dream come true.
Okay.
Why?
I bet I could sell a million of these things.
I don't know about
and
that.
And at $1 each.
A dollar?
That would make me a millionaire.
But it probably cost you
You want to buy one Kid Credit Morning Show? Hang on a minute.
Okay.
Malcolm Jamal Warren. You put down my Polaroid camera and take off my panties.
No, no.
There's only room for one plus size Victoria's Secret supermodel in this family. Oh, I gotta go to Kid Credit Morning Show.
Okay, Rhonda. So she has to tend to some matters at her house.
I keep wanting to talk to her, but she never engages me in conversation.
She just breezes on by.
Yeah, it's like we could just we don't get to talk.
Why do you think that is, Kelly?
I refuse to talk to her. Yeah. I don't know. She just annoys me.
We just really want to talk to her and do some improv talk. That would be fun.
I don't know what her deal is.
I don't know what it is either. Pay your bills. Now listen. Good thing she hung up. We're just in time to talk to Amber Hallett. Hello, Amber Hallett.
Hello.
Hi, Amber.
Oh, are you at work already?
Hello?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, you're very sultry sounding this morning.
It's like cubicle talk. Where are you right now?
Yeah, hold on. I want to guess what she does. Amber, are you an accountant?
No.
Okay.
Are you a librarian?
Mm.
No.
Okay.
Do you work in an insurance office? We have a lot of that going
around. That's a good one, Kelly. Good guess.
Kind of.
Okay.
Kind of insurance. Kind of. Al, you got a guess?
Customer service for insurance?
No.
No, claims. No.
So what do you do, Amber?
Can't really say right now.
You're in the FBI.
You can't say what you do?
We won't tell anybody.
Are you a Navy SEAL?
A Navy SEAL.
Well, tell us a little bit something about yourself that you can tell us.
I have two kids.
Okay, good. Okay,
two kids?
That's non-identifying. Your boss will never find
out.
Good,
you're good.
They'll never find out that Amber Hallett just called us.
Yeah. That's her agent name.
We just called your name. So
okay. We don't know.
All right, Amber. Well, I'm assuming your phone bill, if we have that, is probably not very high.
Well, it might be.
Doesn't sound like you talk.
CIA
talk
agents.
Yeah.
CIA agents go overseas, and those bills are expensive.
Let's
huh?
see what bills she sent in.
Yeah, we're going to let Nick read off your bills. Maybe a little bit louder, though.
We have an internet bill for $79.
Okay. Yeah, okay. All right. Send them all in.
A water bill for $148.
Nick, a little bit quieter. We don't need her boss to hear, please.
An electric bill for $200.
What? I couldn't hear that, Nick. What?
An electric bill for $200.
Yes. Okay.
And a rent payment for $692.
All right. We're going for the rent again.
Amber, Kelly has been on fire.
I'm going for cable.
Kelly's picked out the house payments.
Now you guys have jinxed it. Stop it.
Yeah, please don't jinx me.
Cable.
I'm cable hoping bill. That if I do pull out the big one, we're going to get a hoot and holler out of her.
Yeah.
No, what do you think? No chance?
Cable
all right,
bill.
Nick, have I mixed them up enough?
Yes. Come on, looking. Cable.
Come on. Here you go, Amber.
I'm not looking. Oh, boy.
What is it, Kelly?
See no now? No y'all jinxed
oh,
me.
Oh, we did?
Oh. What is it?
Internet, $79.
I told you.
Way to go, Al. Yeah. You jinxed it.
Okay. But that's not over.
No, it's not over, actually, Amber. So this gives us a chance to offer you up the second part of this game, which means we can pay that bill for you if you want, or we can take that bill out of the pile. We still have three larger bills than that left in the bucket. But if we take this bill out and you want to go for a higher one, we are also going to throw in a dummy prize from our prize closet.
What's today's dummy prize, dummy?
Today's dummy prize is a baby elephant stuffed animal.
Aww. You said you had two kids.
Let's call it a booby prize instead.
This plush stuffed animal is so soft, you'll want to cuddle with it all day long. Light gray and coming in at 1.5 pounds, this cute little guy will instantly become a part of your family.
All right.
I want it.
If you risk it for another drawing, this stuffed animal could be yours. Mm-hmm.
But your internet bill will not be paid.
Yeah, the internet bill's off the table. So you can either take the $79 for the internet bill or go for something bigger, or you could risk winning the stuffed elephant, which is still adorable.
It's very cute, though.
So there's still four things in there.
What do you want to do, Amber?
Go for it.
Go
Ooh,
for
I
it.
Like
you know what? I like your style.
Cool,
your quiet
collected.
Style.
She would be the quietest gambler ever to hit Las
Look
Vegas.
At that,
it's called a poker face.
Hard eight.
So
please.
What's going back in, Nick?
We have a water bill for $148.
Yeah.
Okay.
An electric bill for $200. and a rent payment for $692.
All right. All right. So it's still in.
Water. I'm going for water.
And, baby right. elephant.
Come on, Rent.
I just want to be right.
I like that play, too. Rent's pretty good.
Come on, H2O. Come on, H2O.
I'll tell you what, if it was a real baby elephant, I'd be, like, really pumped if that got drawn. Here we go.
Okay.
What is it?
I have been redeemed. Your rent for $692.
Oh,
yeah! Yay!
Amber, your rent's paid.
I love you.
I love you.
I love you, Amber. We love you too, Amber.
Can we just get a woo?
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to do with an extra $692 this month?
Payback.
Payback. Oh,
payback.
Like revenge.
Yeah.
Who? Payback. Who? What?
Pay that bill.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I was hoping you were going to take somebody out.
Yeah.
That's you're going to pay for that hit.
That's after
that movie. Payback. Yeah. Mel Gibson.
Hold on for us, Amber. We're going to pay that bill for you. Okay.
Yeah. It's my favorite movie too. Yeah, stay away from the hammer.
You're dang right.
I'm going to go with the story playing out in my head about payback.
That's what I'm going to do too.
Way more fun.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show is back.
I have I've started training my wife, Kinsey.
Training her to do what?
At the gym. At the gym.
Go get me a beer.
Yeah.
I don't try to push the gym on Kinsey. She finally came up to me and she said, "I want to start going to the gym with you."
Yeah, I mean, she used to work out.
And we've been doing this for about a month now, and it's been going great. But what happened yesterday is probably, no, it's not probably. It is the rarest thing that has ever happened to me at a gym.
Because you know your way around the gym.
I know my way around the gym. Yesterday, we did a workout in one of the, you know how gyms have the side room?
Mm-hmm.
They have like three side rooms where they have
classes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so we decided to take up the smaller room. Lights were off. And we did a little workout that required running and jumping and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and it's a good hour of doing that crazy cardio type workout. And when we finished, we were just spent. And we sat in there for a minute.
Okay.
And this gentleman walked in.
Okay.
And he walks in and he's wearing these shorts. I guess he had just gotten done swimming and they're the short shorts.
Uh-huh. Bike,
they're European.
Like tight, like spandex.
Not tight, but just like the short European style shorts.
Yes. Zero bathing suit.
Yeah. And he
not quite
in.
Speedo.
Yeah. And we're just doing our cool down. And he just said, "Do you guys mind if I do some yoga in here?"
Mm-hmm.
And I said, "No. You go ahead and do your yoga. We just got done jumping around and listening to Katy Perry's. I mean, you do what you got to do." And so he takes his shirt off. And he gets down on the mat and he starts stretching.
Mm-hmm.
And he's doing the cool downward dog and he's doing
Child's pose.
Child's pose. And he's doing hand between the crotch and the arm left arm up or whatever he's doing. And I'm just kind of watching him. And I think to myself, that looks cool. And I
love guys at the gym. They're like, "Oh, I'm going to go do that."
I couldn't stop watching.
I think I can do that.
Dude's doing yoga. It's weird. It's cool to watch.
Yeah.
And I tell Kinsey, I'm like, "Man, my back hurts. My back hurts." And I guess he heard me.
Yoga too.
He heard me.
See, yoga makes my back hurt.
Yeah. Because I kind of wanted him to invite me to do some yoga. You know, like teach me a couple stretches or whatever.
Oh, you're looking for a yoga friend.
Oh, no, Kelly. It went to the next level. Because he looked at me and he goes, "Oh, your back hurts." And I said, yeah, you heard me. Good. What do I do? Just bend over or whatever? Just get on what? What do I do? And he goes, "We'll do some acro yoga."
Some what?
Acro?
Oh my gosh, I thought you were going to say, he's like, "I'm also a masseuse.
I got a cousin named Acro Yoga."
He goes, "Let's do some acro yoga. I can work you out."
That sounds intense.
It sounds incredibly intense.
Acro yoga is a physical practice which blends elements of yoga, acrobatics, performance, and healing arts.
So, there's a picture up on Kid TV right now.
So, this guy is lifting you. You are laying on his feet.
Wait, is that Borat?
He has a nice stash, and he looks Borat-ish.
Okay, first of all, you did not do the swimsuit justice.
So he walks
in little, tiny, rainbow color blocked shorts, and he looks like Borat.
So he tells, I had no idea what acro yoga was. I thought I was going over to get a mat, and he goes, no, just come over here. Come over
did
here.
You say it like that?
Yeah.
No.
Really calm.
And you just met this man?
I didn't even know his name.
And they were both sweaty.
This pose. Oh, and why? No, okay, no. First of all.
And he, hold on.
Why's your shirt off?
He tells me, come over here. And I said, okay. And he goes, and he's laying down on his back. And he goes, put your feet up to my butt. I don't even know you. But okay. So I put my feet up to his butt. And he goes, please remove your shirt because that shirt looks slippery.
Yeah, you gotta have to try.
And I said, I'm really, I'm like sweaty. I'm drenched.
You know, but yoga people don't care.
Yeah, and that, but it's,
they really don't.
It's yucky to me. I'm like, that's my sweat.
Yoga makes you gassy too.
So I look over at Kinsey's. Kinsey's got this huge smile on her face. She goes, "Yeah, do it." And there's another lady in there working out and whatever. And I just kind of look around and they're like, "Yeah, you should do it. You should do it." So I'm like, "Okay, YOLO." So I take my shirt off, and I'm standing over this guy that I just met. Don't know his name. He's got a great mustache and curly hair.
So
he looks like Borat. High five. And he just says, "Now lean into me and grab my hands."
Huh?
Said, lean
Very
into
calming.
You.
Calming. What
yeah.
name?
And he goes, "I'm going to put my feet right in between your legs. Right in, right
no,
where
no,
you,
no, you're
right
not.
By your groin muscle. Yeah, yeah your groin muscle. Muscle. And I was like, "You're going to do what?
You
didn't even take me to dinner yet,
Yoga
sir.
Man.
So I said, "Okay." What? I start leaning forward, and then he just does this like, "Kasha!" And
he
boom.
He said, "Kasha?"
So he said some noise, and I'm up in the air, like, flying like Superman.
So this is the pose looks like what you do to your, like, baby when you're, like, you're flying. You
yeah.
know, you lay on your back, and you put him up on your...
It's acrobatic. Like, I felt like a cheerleader. I'm up in the air, and I'm...
It's great.
I feel like I'm in Titanic.
How did it feel, though? Did it feel good?
Did you feel
back?
Like anything yeah. manly other than a cheerleader?
No, I didn't feel no manly. The only manly thing I felt is like when he started kind of massaging my back because he goes, this is where you're tense right here. And he starts massaging my back and I'm like, "Dude, I am dripping sweat all over
Wait,
you, sir."
Wait, so
you
care?
I don't think he minded.
And he goes, "It's okay.
How
it's
do you
okay.
massage your back when his feet are on your groins and his hands are on your hands?
He
what
had
did
me,
he use remember, to massage your back?
Remember when, we did that thing Pink did at the VMAs?
Yeah, the silks.
And you were hanging upside down.
Yeah.
So it went from me flying to where he flipped me, and I was upside down, and my legs are.
How far was your mouth
out.
From his mouth?
Oh, way far away.
He made you a spinner.
Doing a nice thing
he was
for
doing
you.
A really nice thing.
He made you a spinner.
He looks like John Oates.
And I'm in the middle of it. I'm hanging upside down here on top of this man. We're both shirtless. He's got tiny shorts on. I've got tiny
colorful
pants on.
You keep saying YOLO, which is weird.
Should have been Yoga Low.
And he had a sweet stash. Nope.
And I look over to the right, and you know how you make friends at the gym? You got your
Not
buddies.
Like that. I've never
no,
been
you know,
like that.
When
no,
you make friends. You have your guys. Like, you walk in, and you kind of help each other out and spot each other, like the big yokey guys.
Yeah.
I'm upside down, and I look over at the door, mm-hmm. and there are the two guy friends that I've made, like, trying to lift weights because they were coming into the room to stretch, and they were both just stopped at the door, and I'm upside down.
I'm mesmerized.
And I go, "Hey, guys.
I'm flying.
Hey, guys." And they just turn around and walk away, like shaking their head. What's this guy doing in here?
The one picture looks like a one-man trust fall.
It is a trust fall. Yeah, and then he makes me get up, and he goes, "Now put your buns on my feet."
Put your what?
Your buns.
Butt.
Yeah, your butt on my feet, and just sit on it. And I said, sit on
I'll
what?
Stop with the sound effects.
So I sit on his feet, and he does it. What's up, ah? Once again. And now I'm on my back flying.
And you love it.
Oh,
it's so
my
good.
Goodness. And then he does a little, like, judo chop on my
He's
back.
He's chopping your back while you're sitting on his feet up in the air?
And Kinsey's taking pictures. I was telling no pictures, Kinsey. No
well,
pictures.
Aren't you glad she did, though,
that
now?
That didn't
so
work.
You can see.
It looks so cool.
You guys got to see these photos because I know we're talking about them. They're all up at KidNation.com.
And so when I got off this man all sweaty.
Oh, save that. Now, what'd you say?
Yeah, we were all sweaty. Hey, man, you sweat when you do yoga, especially acro. I'm really into acro yoga now.
I'm telling you, while you've been talking, I've been looking at pictures of acro yoga-ists.
Yeah.
I guess you'd call it. These poses are incredible.
But you have to have
it's
a partner.
Almost like art. Well, yeah.
Yeah, you have to have
you
a partner.
Do the acro, you have to have a partner. And but
did you get his number?
Oh, yeah, I got his number.
You're
Wait,
like,
yeah.
You're like ready to join Cirque du Soleil at this point.
I'm like, who cares? This is awesome. And he goes, "Yeah, my girlfriend and I go to the park all the time when we do this.
Here's
your
what?
Girlfriend could come." And I was like, "You got a girlfriend?
Wait. Man, they got a girlfriend.
You know what I'm saying?
Wait, I have one more girlfriend. Question.
Yeah.
Who did you go home with?
Kinsey. We met up later and did some more acro yoga.
I think that's intriguing.
It is. Kelly, you should come with me.
Well, I don't know if he can support my weight, but...
He supported me.
I mean, some of these poses look, like, beautiful.
Will you please text him at 2 a.m. on Friday night and ask him if he wants to come over and do acro yoga?
Text Drunko him that yoga. Picture of you in the red shorts with no shirt on that you sent to Lacey.
Yeah, well, you gotta take it there.
Oh, Lacey's yeah!
It's just two incredibly, you know, straight dudes just... You know, hanging on each other.
The question is, how's your back?
It feels great.
See? There you go.
I can touch my
Mission accomplished. Ow.
I thought I was the only one with a gym boyfriend. Congratulations.
I got a gym boyfriend.
You're listening to the Kid Craddock in the Morning podcast, a condensed version of the show. Kid Craddock in the Morning.